If you're looking for information on business, fashion, or fashion design, you want to make sure you're listening to someone who has experience in those fields. I'm here to tell you, you've come to the right channel. I used to be right where you are. I'm a small town girl from Minnesota, and I made it to the number one most recognized name in prom dress designers. Hello, I'm Deborah Rochelle. My dresses have been featured in every teen magazine like Seventeen, Cosmo Girl, Cosmopolitan, and many, many more. They've been on Celebrities, in the movies, on Broadway, walking down the red carpet. I've licensed my products, I hold several patents, and I used to own a chain of retail stores. I was even the first dress store ever on the internet. I was designing, manufacturing, wholesaling, and retailing my dresses all over the world under my trademarked brand name of Deborah Rochelle. I had 5 factories in China and was importing dresses into the United States and exporting them all over the world. Then, out of the blue, I received an offer on my company and I took it and I retired at the age of 42. But the point here is that at one time, I was where you are at now. And I can teach you how to get where I ended up. Come to the right channel if you're looking for information on business, fashion, or fashion design. I've been there and I've done that. A lot of people think those who have succeeded don't want others to succeed, but from my point of view, it's just the opposite. I want everybody to succeed in doing what they love to do. What a perfect world this would be, everybody just doing what they love. So sit back, relax, and let's talk a little bit about business, maybe throw in some fashion. Hello, if you're joining us for the first time, welcome. If you're coming back to listen to the top 10 steps needed to start a business, welcome back. So today I'm going to talk about why you need to separate your business and your personal finances. This is very important, and this includes your bank accounts, your credit cards, your expense accounts. Everything needs to be separated and accounted for separately. It's hard when you're an entrepreneur and you go into business because you and your business become one. Your business kind of becomes an extension of who you are, and it creates your identity. But you have to remember that your business is an independent entity, and it needs to stay that way, and I'll give you some reasons why. First of all, if you ever get audited by the IRS on your taxes, if you have everything together, you open up the IRS to examine both your personal and business accounts. So if the IRS just came to audit your business accounts, and you have everything in both accounts, you just let them open up a whole new can of worms because now they get to go right into your personal affairs as well. This also takes up extra worry time because if you just kept it in your business, you wouldn't have to worry about providing them with everything about you personally. Blurring the lines of what is your business and what is your personal account allows the IRS agent to look into both your personal accounts and your business accounts. So that's the first reason. The second reason is, accounting-wise, it is so much easier to keep track of your business expenses and know where you stand at any given time when you keep your business separated from your personal accounts. It's way easier to keep track of your business cash flow if you keep your records separate. And at any time, you should be able to pull up your records and see how your business is doing. Is it profitable? What's bogging you down? It's easier to forecast your business future when you only have to look at your business expenses. You can see in a quick view what expenses are higher one year after the next. So you're able to make quicker forecasts on your business's future. If you ever have a question on a missing check, you just need to go through your business stuff. You don't have to go through everything, business and personal. It's way easier and less time consuming. Speaking of time, it's now time to listen to a message regarding my sponsor, and then we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. Thanks so much for putting up with that commercial, and now we are on to the third reason for why you need to separate your business and personal finances. The third reason that I'm giving you is it makes you professional, and it adds to your brand identity. Customers and vendors should know that they're dealing with a professional business. Not some fly-by-night, maybe it's a business, maybe it's a hobby fling. Keep it professional. Keep your business professional. If you want your customers to take you seriously, show that you are a serious business and that you're in it to win it. Your business is there to get their business. because you're in it for the long term and you're looking professional. From a liability standpoint, keeping your accounting records separate is important as well. If someone sues you and you have your business accounts mixed up with your personal assets and your personal accounts, they can go after your personal assets as well. You need to keep everything separate from a liability standpoint. The fifth reason, time is money. That's a brilliant phrase that Benjamin Franklin came up with. There's a reason why Benjamin Franklin has his picture on the $100 bill. In the long run, you'll be saving time by keeping your business expenses separate from your personal expenses. Finally, my sixth reason for keeping your expenses separate is your business may need to take out a loan one day. And if you can show it's been making a profit and it has its own assets, the bank is more likely to give you a loan, especially one that needs no co-signature. That way, if your business goes down, the vendors you owe money to can't go after your personal assets. If you borrow funds, try to borrow them against your business and not yourself personally. If you ever try to sell your business, the person who is interested in buying it will want to see 5 years of the business's financial records. Not your financial records, the business's financial records. One way to keep your business and personal finances separate is to invest in a bookkeeping accounting program like QuickBooks. Every time you make an expense or bill a customer, it will go right into this QuickBooks program or your accounting program. You can even send invoices via email with your company logo on them from the program itself. It allows you to keep your accounts separate. Opening up a business credit card that you only put business expenses on this card is another way to help you separate your business from your personal expenses. Keep your receipts, match your receipts up to your business credit card account, or scan them into your computer just to be on top of everything. Reduce your risks and don't mingle your finances. So there you have it, the ninth step in the 10 steps needed to start a business. We're almost there. We have one left. So make sure you come back for the final episode of the 10 steps needed to start your business. And remember, reduce your risks by not commingling your business and personal finances. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you want to know more about business, fashion, or fashion tips, make sure to sign up for our newsletter at businessfashiontips.com. And if you have any questions regarding business or fashion, please feel free to go to anchor.fm/Deborah-Rochelle and click on message to leave us a message, and we'll be sure to try to include it in our next episode. Have a great day.